Good morning. We're continuing. Chayadim Klal Yotes Simen Vav. Nearly the B'Shabbos, Yudalek HaMizmorim Shemasifim B'Shabbos Min Lametzech Ad Yehi Chavoyd V'yomer K'moy B'chol Kihem Tadirim. Simen Lo B'Shabbos, we add other Kepitach of Tillim into Pesukah Zimra, but the precedence and the priority is given to the Kepitach, which you say the whole week, because of the rule of Tadir B'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodim. We give priority to that which is done regularly. So we will first finish off the regular Pesukah Zimra. Then if you have more time, you add in parts of the Hesophis which are added for Shabbos purposes. If a person has more time to add in, so he said he's going to say all of the Pesukah Zimra from the weekdays, and he wants to add some more as well. So then the precedence is to the Kepitach of Lametzeach, the Dabish B'Shan Oso, and Tfilah L'Moshe. So these three Kepitach get precedence over the other Kepitach. V'Hem Kodmin L'Shar Mizmorim. These three are considered more important than the other Mizmorim, which we had for Shabbos, Kedisa Bazar, like the Zohar says. V'Hem Nirali, the B'Shabbos M'Chiyav L'Mer Nishmas. Besides, we also have the whole long paragraph of Nishmas, which we add Nishmas, including Shachanad and Amakalois, which we added before Yishtabach. So, where is the precedence in regards to Nishmas? It says you have to say Nishmas. V'hinikris Birchus Hashir, the Mara in Psachim refers to Nishmas as Birchus Hashir. And Mutav Shidalek Mizmorim, that gets precedence over the Kepitach of Tillim. So you should say Nishmas before you would add in other Kepitlach. The main shows Klal. So on Shabbos, the minimal amount that a person would say, he has no extra time. Yom Baruch Shomer, Tilal David, V'yom Nishmas, V'yishtavach. So the person says the bare minimum on Shabbos has been expanded to include Nishmas as well. The more sees that Nishmas is part of Yishtavach and Nishmas become like one long bracha, it's referred to as Birchas Hashir. So, therefore, the same way we can't skip Yishtabach, on Shabbos you must include Nishmas as well. Nearly the Asr Haskel B'Shabbos Yishtabach El Dafka Nishmas. You can't choose to opt out of Nishmas. You must say Nishmas. You can't choose to say Yishtabach. It's not from Yishtabach. Because Amishav Shemati Kein B'Shem Agroz Shenishmas Nikris Birchas Hashir. And I heard this, I seem to recall, the Chayadim says, that I heard this in the name of the Gro, that this is the Pshat. Now the Mor does refer to Birchas Hashir, and the simple understanding is referring to Nishmas. Is this a Chiyuv? So the night of Pesach, there's a Chiyuv of Birchas Hashir. So the night of Pesach, it's clearly a Chiyuv. A person cannot skip Nishmas if he wanted to. He must say Nishmas. That which during the whole year, we add in Nishmas into our Shabbos davening, it's not as clear that that's a full-fledged chiyuv, or maybe that's just like a sofa, a special makasha that we're making, but it's not a chiyuv gomer. The Chayonim is saying that he feels that it is a chiyuv gomer. The same way the night of Pesach is called Birchas Hashir, becomes an integral part of the tefillahs of the Haggadah, and the person cannot skip it. So that's true the rest of the year as well. Whenever Chazal, whenever we find that we say Nishmas, the Birchas Hashir, it has to be it becomes an integral part of the davening, and a person cannot skip it. If he would choose to do so, he could not skip that, because it's now part of Yishtabach, is not the starting point on Shabbos. The starting point is Nishmas. Okay. One last point over here. The Rambam deals with the following question. The person comes in a little bit late, and he estimates that he has X amount of time to say Pesukah Zimra. So he has to skip something. So he skips part of Pesukah Zimra. Then he realizes that the Tzibra was going slower than he thought, and really has more time. So now he skipped different parts of davening of Pesukah Zimra, and there's still time. So what should he do? Do you say, listen, you have to go in order? And now he's already holding by Yishtabach, and that's it. So he can't go back. But do you say that he could add it back in? So Russia says he could add it back in. And he could say, even though he said, let's say, from Ashrei through the sixth Kepitlach, so he skipped all of Hoidu and all those things, he could add that in now before saying Yishtabach. So even though it's not an order, that's not a problem. It's all under the umbrella of the brachas of Sukkot Zimra, the beginning bracha and the end bracha, Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach. So the fact that the order is not said properly is not ma'akev. Okay, have a good day.